In the newsroom, I'm Dave Wolf. The Napier Avenue Bridge over the St. Joseph River could be closed until August. Berrien County Road Department engineer Kevin Stack tells us the bridge was closed to all traffic on Tuesday when crews doing a rehabilitation project on the Miami Road side of the bridge were sandblasting away rust from the rocker arms and bridge beams. They exposed more deterioration than anticipated, leaving a gap between the rocker arms and beams and possibly allowing the bridge to move.
After further assessment, we noticed that we were losing contact between those two elements all down the face of the bridge. So we decided to close it indefinitely until we could get a temporary fix in place for EMS and police and then explore possible temporary fixes for normal traffic flow. But at this time, we are not confident that we're going to be able to put traffic back on that bridge until we have it repaired permanently.
Stack says the rehabilitation project on the bridge will be adjusted to repair the issue.
The bridge did not collapse. The bridge did not move. What we saw could lead to that. So we took the proactive approach of shutting the bridge down before we saw any type of failure or collapse.
Stack says if the bridge had collapsed, the Miami roadside would have fallen about 3 feet. Since the rehabilitation project will continue throughout August, that's now possibly when the bridge will reopen. Crews are back on it as of Wednesday afternoon. A House Judiciary Committee in Lansing heard arguments this week for extending the age limit to be a sitting judge in Michigan from 70 to 80 years of age. Michigan State Representative Sue Eller says the decision is based solely on age and not one's ability.
It was explained to me that many qualified and competent jurists have been pushed out for one reason. To put it simply, the year they were born. Were they going to be 70 years of age before the election? If so, they couldn't run. Their abilities and competence on the bench were not evaluated, only their age.
There was no opposition voiced. The bill passed by a 10-1 margin. The passing this week of former LECO president Robert Warren is bringing back memories for Berrien County officials who helped the county acquire Silver Beach back in the 1990s, buying it from Warren. Retired Berrien County Parks Director Randy Rood worked directly with Warren on the project. He tells us LECO acquired the bridge when the Silver Beach Amusement Park closed. From there, Warren leased the beach to the city of St. Joseph until that deal fell apart.
I met Bob in 1988. I was 32 years old. I met with Mr. Warren and his trusted advisor, Bob DeLong, a few days after the wrecking ball brought down the restroom and concession building at Silver Beach. And from there, Bob gave me the opportunity, the county the opportunity, to pitch a plan for a county-owned and operated park on the shores of Lake Michigan.
Rood says he had to find $3 million in 18 months for the county to buy the property. He says it easily could have fallen into a private developer's hands, and we'd have condos instead of the public beach Berrien County has now. County leaders jumped at the chance to buy the land because the property's future was very uncertain. Rood said the sale was final on December 1st of 1990. Work to develop the Silver Beach we know today was in two phases, one in 1991 and the other in 1992. He remembers Warren as a kind, caring, humorous person who told Rood when the sale was coming together, "Congratulations. Don't mess this up." In the newsroom, I'm Dave Wolf.